Thank you. We have motion to come out of executive session and return to open session.
So moved, Will Knoll.
Second, Adele Jones.
Motion made by Mr. Knoll, seconded by Ms. Jones. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're in open session. Good afternoon and welcome to the November 13th, 2024 regular board meeting. I call the meeting to order at 4 p.m. Before we approve the, well, let's stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In the silence, please. Thank you. Before we approve the agenda, I need to take a roll call. Mr. Johnson's absent. Ms. Wise?
Here.
Mr. Hayes? Absent. Ms. Jones?
Here.
I'm here. Mr. Knoodle?
Here.
Okay. I need a motion for the approval of the agenda.
So moved. Motion to allow.
Second, Will Knoodle.
Motion made by Ms. Wise, seconded by Mr. Knoodle. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Need a motion for the approval of the October 9th. 2024 board meeting regular and executive minutes.
We fully approve that, Mr. President. There's an error in the board members present on the executive session portion of this. It says Dr. Mastin was a part of the meeting, and it's also missing Marcel and Markeisha, but when we go to the regular boarding meeting minutes, it says that Adele and Marcel were here. I believe that's incorrect. Dr. Mastin resigned prior to that date. So.
And who were the other ones?
It doesn't have Marcel or Markeisha as being present during the executive session. If you could double check that, please.
Cool.
I'm just going by who was present during the regular meeting.
Yeah.
October 9th.
Yes.
Okay, I need a motion for the approval of those minutes, board and regular minutes, with the corrections noted by Mr. Knoodle.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Jones, seconded by Mr. Knoodle. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Need a motion for the approval of the October 28, 2024 special board meeting regular minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Jones.
Motion made by Ms. Jones, seconded by Mr. Knoodle. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I will move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you and good evening. Glad you could be here. First under my report is Ms. Hatfield with the monthly financials. Ms. Hatfield.
Today I'm going to present the monthly financials as of October 31st. We are at 33.3% of the fiscal year complete and 30.8% of payrolls complete. On the tax collections report, our October tax receipts were $8,641,401. So far this year, we've received 87.2% of our anticipated tax receipts. We're a little lower in comparison to last year. Last year, we were at 91.6% of our anticipated tax receipts received. So I'm hoping that what we receive in November will bring us back up to where we should be in comparison to last year. So we're just a little bit behind in collecting our taxes. On the cost center report, again, we're at 33.3% of the fiscal year complete and 30.8% of our payrolls complete. And if you look down at our salary line, we're doing good there. 20.6% of our salary budget. So, you know, we're under budget there. Again, like I say, in previous months, there are some budgets that are overexpended and some that are underexpended due to the timing in the year. But if you look on the next page and look at the overall spend that we've done so far this year. We are under budget, so, you know, we're just spending a little under budget right now, but that's a good thing. Any questions?
Chris, you want to talk about the final budget, what our plans are for the final budget presentation?
Yeah, we're planning on, I've started working on the final budget, and we plan on getting you, presenting that to you on in December. Is there anything else you want to add?
Typically, is the state board verifies the unit count in November, right? And so once they give their blessings, then Chris locks in the numbers, and then we give you the final budget. And then some of the negatives on the spend side will go away because we'll make those adjustments that we have to spend more, take a little less, see where it is, but we're close. The tax collection question is an interesting phenomenon to me because there could have been people who, you know, the tax bill got in after September 30th, and we'll see what happens. We're taking side bets on what the number will be for the next month, so we'll see where we are, but it'll pan out. Thank you. Purchase orders, change orders, and vouchers along the way. The first is, again, for the board's approval, was to Apple Electric for electric services for the newest old building, which when you go out the front door, if you look over to the right, you'll see it. It's under roof, and we've brought electric service to that building along with conduits and the corners for future application. It is quite simply a dry storage facility. And so items that are taking up cube space, important space in the last pole building that we built will be moved. And sure, HUD will speak more about the status of that in his report, but we've brought electric to that facility to be able to do that. Boost Learning is for psychologist services and federal funds, IDEA. Incident IQ is a subscription program for our technology department, part of the annual. Linchpin broadcast. If you've been to our open house functions the last several years, we've spliced and cut and put together the videotape that the folks see at the beginning of the open house function, and it's about as spliced and put together as you can make it at this point. Josh Lynch is a alumnus of the school, and the school district contracted for the last production to be done for the videotaping to occur, and we're going to come out with a new and improved, and that's what that purchase order is for from the communications set aside. As we expand our multi-language learner programs in the school district, curricular materials are needed in the form of textbooks, licenses, training, and we have academic set aside for that in the amount of $16,486.86. Change order to ABHA BSA for acoustic consulting services for the new high school. That was something that we agreed to in February. We never received documentation for that particular change order to be part of the program. And so it would be 31.5 in charge to the major CAP funds for the acoustic work that was in the bidding that has already taken place. Purchase order for McKesson Medical Supplies. This one drove your superintendent crazy because when we say ECG, that's really, that's the actual term for it, but it's for EKG equipment, right? And so supplies, materials, carts, EKG machines, and as we're expanding our certificate programs into EKG instruction, that's necessary for that. And the funding source is the ConnectEd funding that we received and submitted for. We applied for it. They approved. So we have, there's no local dollars in that in any way. Informational settlement fees for the case that was in mediation a couple of months ago. That is the correct amount. A voucher to ABHA BSA, $146,654. That's a decline from their July bill of $315,000. So we were billed $315 in July when we questioned it. Yep, you're right. And the bill was $146. Voucher to RYJ for $128. I know these look like good numbers or big numbers, but they're good numbers in that payments to Kinsley Construction for 1.6 and 1.4 means that a lot of work is being done. And I know Mr. Apey's going to show you some pictures about that. And the second voucher to RYJ for 157. The pre-construction portion of the RYJ contract is about done. And now we're rolling over to the major portion of the construction management contract itself. The majority of the architectural services contract has been expended. We will be making a formal recommendation to you regarding bid pack C at the December board meeting for the remaining funds on that contract. So there'll be, that will be dwindling down and the expenses to the CM will be going up as we proceed. Any questions about vouchers or purchase orders?
Just real quick, Dr. Carson, psychological services. We do have a school psychologist, correct? So this is something that we need in addition to that.
And I'm glad Mrs. Withers is here because I'm going to let her explain.
Although our school psych is working as hard as she possibly can, we don't have enough. So that is in addition to.
Okay.
So it is the same company we used last year at the end of the school.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Item C, board policy, freshman admission, school of choice. This should look familiar to you. It's been in front of the board twice. On the first page below my signature line, you'll see an asterisk. These are what I'm calling technical corrections to the policy. We currently have a board policy about BGA, board policy development. And item K says that we can waive the four-week limitation and take immediate action to revise existing policies if there is an unusual urgency. And there is, in our opinion, an unusual urgency because the opening period for applications for next year began on November the 4th. And so I'm bringing a couple of changes forward to you. We removed some redundancy, but I also took out the requirement for the district of residence to sign off on the student data sheets. And I did that because it was It still requires the parent to fill out the student data sheet. It still requires the parent to attest that discipline, grades, all of those things as reported on the student data sheet is correct. I became concerned. I talked with Mr. Bogger. Also, if you think about give or take 900 applications coming to our school system and 900 requests going to guidance departments in districts of residence, I want to crawl into this before I run into it along the way. So I want to have a data sheet, and so that we have more information to make choice decisions from that standpoint. But I didn't want to burden the district of residence at this point in time in order to proceed. I took out, you'll also see exceptions to the lottery, children of Board of Education members, put in some cleanup words about student safety and enrollment. And also indicated on the last page that this policy will come to the board annually for review, discussion, what we liked, what we might want to change. We'd like to beef something up. We'd like to take something back. There were, Adele, we had a conversation, I don't know, 6-8 months ago about there were two or three policies that were going to come back to the board, I want to say every June. Mm-hmm. And because they were current and of that nature, this will become one of those policies that we'll look at each year. So the being able to address this based upon the superintendent's recommendation to bring it back before you, that's not on the table. What I'm saying is that this policy will come to you every June. We'll talk about the data. We'll talk about the numbers and see how you feel about it. And then we get forward from there. We're behind in terms of number of applications this year to last year. A couple of reasons for that. We had the open house earlier this year before the opening period started. And we also put the student data sheet requirement in play, which required information from the student's first marking period grade. So the timing of when we receive applications will shift because of the requirement of the student data sheet along the way. So we'll keep you posted on those numbers also along the way.
And last year, didn't some of them actually have the opportunity to do the application that day of the open house one? That's right, in the library.
And you had it set up. They did not have that opportunity.
Right, this year because it was too early.
This year because of that. And I want to say there were pretty close to, it was either 90 or 100 students actually applied on the day of open house in the fall of 23. So there's more to come from that. Any questions, concerns? Mr. Bogger, high school update? New and improved?
New version of it? I apologize about what you mentioned there for everything. Speaking of open houses, we had a record number, at least recent record number of kids that showed up on October 19th. We had 1,117 folks walk through the building, at least those that registered. We had more than that that actually didn't register. So with us, of that, we were able to ascertain there were at least 445 students in attendance that were here that day as well. It was a great day. You didn't get enough chicken to run for, I think. So, if you were here, first marking period just ended on October 29th. We're actually looking at some data related to that, looking at how our kids are being successful. We just got our honor roll list, which was very large. With like a normal basis, is fairly large, but then we also look at our kids aren't doing as well too, as well, to see what we can do to help them out. So, our departments are doing that actually as we speak right now. The state choice window opened, Dr. Carson mentioned this, Monday, November 4th. This was on the 6th. We had 175 applicants at that point already on the 6th. That were, like, last check, it was close to 300 applicants or more. Maybe you can correct this one. I didn't check with today's number, but I think as report cards come out, I think we're going to see that number grow to where close to where our numbers are. Student organizations are ROTC recently actually just the Veterans Day at this model here. They were down at Baywood Golf Course and they presented the colors during the Veterans Day event just recently on Monday. And they do a great job. They're all over the county and the state. They're planning a huge trip coming up in January, and they're heading to hoping to head to North Carolina for that trip as well. Great opportunity to learn some leadership skills. It's going to be a quick trip, kind of down quickly, do a lot of events, and then kind of really back the next day. So, if you're around February 6th or the 9th, you can see Matilda the musical. We just had auditions for that, and 32 incredible students were selected to participate in that. You want to attend that, and then to help them understand that, we're going to take that trip to New York City to see The Outsiders, which is a remake. It's a musical remake, kind of. Somewhere of our student organizations recently, Multiplying Good and National Honor Society, they actually held a Hoops for Hunger event and raised several hundred canned foods and dollars to be able to put towards that. That would make it our induction for our National Honor Society, National Technical Honor Society. We have a large group of kids that were inducted this year. I think this longest group since COVID, at least. When you ask Ms. Massaro, she said it's one of the largest groups they've had since the post-COVID time. Some staff news. Our science department is using a new program called Gizmos. Gizmos is an opportunity for, it's interesting, it's really a collaborative process because our CJ teachers are using it as well. We're able to use virtual science labs, and the criminal justice group found out about it. We talked to Gizmos, and they said, yes, there's actually several labs that will correlate with their curriculum as well. So it's a new program. They're getting some professional development actually in about a week on that program, and they're hoping to use it throughout our science curriculums as well. Ms. Finley went to our Delaware State Leadership Network late in October for our world language, and she's sort of representing our world language teacher from that committee. From the state. Ms. Vadney and Ms. Gerke went to an art therapy conference in Pittsburgh, which is really kind of something that they would like to expand something and maybe even related to our MTSS program to work it in for our students. So they were learning some great things there. And the most exciting thing, and I hate to say this because I'm not sure where it's going to go, but our academy teams are actually doing pretty well. The great conversations that are coming out of our academy model. There's conversations several times about a ninth grade academy, something that we might be able to do to help our kids with transition, coming into our building to be more successful since they come from so many different middle schools, sort of to work with our parents to understand what our high expectations are, introduce them to new programs here. And really, it's been a really interesting process to see our staff kind of finally get to the point where we're like, hey, how about if we do this? How about if we do that? It's been really interesting to see. Sports highlights in the fall, we've done tremendous. This year, the field hockey team, for the first time in a while, made it to playoffs. Volleyball almost made it to playoffs, and they had a very successful learning. If you watched them last year and then you watched them this year, you could see them actually wearing on the court, which was pretty incredible. Boys soccer had a decent season, 9-6 this year. Cross country, again, always much more of an individual sport, but they did well with their. They just had their recent state championship meet this past weekend. Football, we had some pretty high hopes around midseason there or so, but they struggled at the end there with a couple of tough losses. Actually, the one at Woodbridge, we were ahead at halftime, and I thought for sure we were going to get that. So they had a very good season. But winter sports are getting ready to start off, and if you did come to the Lights Out celebration, for someone who didn't go to Sussex Tech or grow up around here, it was amazing to see the emotion, the positive emotion that came out, and also the sad emotion of a time of sort of an ending time. I think everybody that was in attendance, it was the largest attended game since I've been here, at least in the last 2 years, and it was a tremendous evening. Fairly simple evening for us, but it was just very well attended, and it was sad to see the stadium kind of go, but also very nice to see everybody come back and relive some good memories along the way. Work-based learning numbers continue to climb. Actually, we're much greater than 47. I saw about 10 papers in the last 2 days. So we have at least another 10 or 15 people out. Our work-based learning Some of our recent student events that we've had along the way. Miss Collins at our Spanish department and several other folks, they did a wonderful combined activity in PE class where they did the mamba and the salsa and the all kinds of dancing. And I actually tried to go down there and pretend like I knew what I was doing, but it was a great multicultural event for our students. Homecoming was a great success along the way, and we just held our mock election. I won't give you the results in case you're upset over the election, but our kids, a tremendous amount of our students participated in the election that we had held through our social studies department. We see some special events coming up soon. Our special ed parent council night is coming up actually tomorrow. If you want to swing by that, Carol did a great job to put that together. And there's some other events there as well that happen soon. Any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Heathy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So from the nostalgic, sad emotion of the stadium closing to the Jewel Hill music section, just real quick rundown the paper that you all received, the highlights. Again, gas is still in fluctuation there. Base layer of paving is going to happen this month. Actually, they're trying to have it start next week. So you'll see some pictures up here. Areas that will get some base paving, so we'll be able to actually be on blacktop instead of dirt. So that's a good thing. Set up contractors there, and we'll disturb the rest of the site. We did have a small electrical issue on campus on the 4th. But gratefully, Delaware Electric Co-op, the on-site crew, and our on-staff electrician all worked together, and I got everything back up and running. We had one little hiccup at the end that we thought everything was good to go, but actually a fuse even out on Route 9 had blown. So took care of that, everything came back, and we got through the day. And again, tremendous response from our teaching and administrative staff as well, cafeteria, custodial, everybody involved made it work. We had our bus contractors on standby in the event that we did have to send anyone home early, which we didn't, but again, everyone here continues to operate as a team, so that's much appreciated. The exciting part is work on the actual building itself should commence as soon as we have all contracts let and permits and everything's lined up. So that's excellent. And you see the signs on Route 9 with warning of construction and things happening there. That is for the construction entrance. There'll be partial work there done now, and then there'll be a hiatus so that the final paving and curbing and things like that can take place without being damaged during the bulk of the construction process. Dr. Carson talked about the storage pole building. It is nearing completion. Pad is supposed to be poured Monday, Wednesday, try my math, Thursday. Well, actually, the electric will be, the box will be put inside. And then once that happens, we'll let the concrete cure, and then the overhead doors, bollards will be put in. The building itself will be, the envelope will be sealed up, and we'll be able to then put that storage in there. Again, this is, it is just dry storage. There's no HVAC in it. There, you know, no secure documents or anything of that nature. So our buildings and grounds crews are excited about that, to have some space that we lost from the C gym. The successful opening bid pack B had some clarifications there, all got worked out, and today was actually published on the state site of who all was awarded each of those contracts. So that's all public information, and there's a, I think it's a 60-day period to get that information out, but it was published today by Dover, so that's up there. And essentially, everything else is about the same. We continue to have waste pipe issues, particularly in the 700 wing, and we're working on getting some contractors in to actually scope it so we can see if there's anything with the piping or if it is truly stuff that's being flushed down in. Roto-Rooter again has been great coming to get it unstuck, and their cameras, they can't seem to get to go down one of the Y's. It wants to go one direction and constantly goes the other, and they can't, for whatever reason, go down the other side. So, and maybe that's the issue. Maybe it can't go down the side. So we're going to try to have a camera inspected and see where we go from there. Questions on this before we look at some of these pictures? All right. So up here, you can see all the work that's happened. Now, this is actually from right before the work started. You can see the RYJ banner and the construction fencing in here and the construction trailer. So it's right before the work actually started. And these photos are from Mr. Dukes flying our drone, capturing video, and he is set to do that every Wednesday. So this is from the previous week, and he put it out the Now, we tested this and it worked. Did it not?
There's an arrow all the way up, is that?
Yeah, that'll take it backwards.
Wow.
Well, we might have to go through this way. I tell you, technology. So, what you had just seen now looks very similar to this. What was all good and green from our grounds crews taking marvelous care of our grass areas. You now see, we've seen this before, the stockpile, but this is the building pad itself, the yellowish color. And you get that perspective when you see these other buildings in the floor ground. The gray areas and white are the areas that will be paved in the near future. And as we go through, you'll see curbing that's already installed. So we start to see curbing actually coming up through and defining the area between parking and sidewalks. Up here, you see the bus parking lot and the daycare drop-off right here. So it is fully delineated. See all these parking areas, especially back here. That's another parking area. Stormwater ponds. All that fun stuff. And again, this is the current campus, and you see how large this building pad is. So it's definitely no small feat that is being undertaken. This is the new stormwater pond that's across the road. So that's done. They've actually connecting it to the current so they can work in conjunction. A little glimpse of those. Have you put
in? I wonder if it's got to do with you not signing in up there.
No, it worked earlier. It could just be it's tired. not quite sure. And I swear, just like the beep in the room, other people have seen it. And again, just more of the perspective here. Now, very soon, we will see this parking area torn up, milled up, and bleachers starting to be deconstructed and everything there. So I do hope in the next board meeting to have some more dramatic scenes as well. You see the size of the parking area that will be down at the track, field hockey, baseball, softball area. That'll be very welcome addition there, as well as this Olympic stormwater pond there. And this is the area where all the trees were cut out to make room for everything that we have moving forward.
But can you show them where the bleachers are going to be down by the track?
Yep. So this area that's pushed back right here, the visitor bleachers will be relocated.
Which up to the rooted screen.
Yep, you'll be able to see here, which we've only had temporary in the past. So that'll be an excellent addition there as well.
And again, reminder to the board word, and it's a great word, deconstructing the bleachers the current visitor side is going to be reconstructed down there at the track location, new connectors, new everything. And there we're going to repurpose that. And that's also the area where we're hoping to finalize the light pole construction area too.
It's a lot of really exciting stuff for me, I'm sure. We'll get. And even just, this is all piping. So all that has to go underground, and that's just what they currently have on site. So as we move forward, it's just a massive scale, but will be well worth it, of course.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, this definitely gives the delineation as you come in, the drop off there, nice defined separated area, buses coming this way, and we'll park so that everything is visible so that nobody's backing up or turning a blind corner or anything like that. And then they'll be able to make this loop back out so they stay away from that area there. And the first area I showed you as far as parking goes, that can be an auxiliary area. It could be for the construction wing. So we should have a net of parking. Some others of those. And then one final, you can see some of the scale there, if it ever clears up. There we go. Again, just the size of what will be constructed. And just looking the other direction, this is a temporary, so the actual shore water will be down closer, basically right where the current beach is. So they had to put this in because they couldn't do that one right away, and then Rec had them do that to keep moving forward.
Now that that's mitigated, when are they going to just tear them buildings down?
They are working with their sub on that. They initially had a schedule earlier, so it should have already been torn down, but the sub was dragging their feet on it. So Kinsley is putting some fire under their feet for them.
This is a good picture too, because I'll say it was helpful for me, because to Mr. Cronulla's point, so if you know the buildings that are going to be torn down in sections there, and the greenhouse, that will all should be down soon. Then next summer, the other section will come down. And then if you look at the gym on the right and Auto Tech on the left, basically everything with a white roof and PA, that's what gets torn down. And the stadium, after the school is built, then the last thing to be built is where the stadium, and the stadium will lay right in there, right there.
In that parking area with a lot of other wonderful things that are currently underground.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And, this wastewater, this waistline issue could be significant for us. You know, one of the hiccups that we talk about, and we may have had the hiccup whether we were building or not. So keep in mind that a lot of the piping that's underground is on borrowed time.
Yeah, and where we're having the issue right now is in the current locker room area.
It's in the newer section, huh?
So that's why we're hoping it's just
a clog,
excess products being.
We need 3 years.
Yeah, and of course Cross Country Hill and topsoil stockpiles back in the clearing here. The radar poles have been relocated, so our ROTC is actually able to start using them. I'm going to meet with Mr. Rush tomorrow and go out and show him the area. And then our crews, Mark Quillen is actually going to work with his advisor to map out the new cross country course on this side, and then our crews will be able to leave the path through the woods over the river.
That's it.
So being that it's close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Any questions other than why this didn't work this time?
Fine job.
Thank you all.
Good job.
Thank you, Mr. Ethan. Some information items for you. Thank you to everyone who participated in the groundbreaking ceremony. We've had it was a nice event.
Yes, it was
a lot of folks, a real mix of audience, which was nice to see interactions between staff and students and community members and legislators and folks who were just generally interested in the event. Gina Derrickson did a great job getting that thing organized, the maintenance department, getting things situated there. So it was a nice event. We've got some good media coverage out of that also. We also received information from DOE that our maintenance of effort under IDEA met the compliance standard and that no further action is required. My favorite words. Nice job, Carol and the crew. I'd mentioned the curbing options. That's pretty exciting to watch. And our team, student services, technology, and others have been working on translation options for folks with English. So when we have discussions about multi-language learners, then we have to be conscious of the materials that we produce, website, applications, material, those types of things, and have the ability to push a button and to translate that. And we're knocking on that door, I think, pretty good. We have Spanish and Haitian Creole as an option right now, and we're working on expanding that library to give folks some access for that. Reminder, next Tuesday, Mrs. Whaley and her team is hosting Sussex County Counselor's Breakfast here in the cafeteria. It's year number three. It's a nice event because we have discussions about how this school district can be beneficial to high school counselors throughout Sussex County. And that's always a good thing to have. Want to say congratulations to the athletic department. Mr. Bogger mentioned we were proud of the work of our athletic teams in the fall and the effort that they gave. The band, marching band, represented us well, continues to represent us into the holiday parade season. They were present at Return Day. Believe I saw Mrs. Withers keeping everybody in line, going around the circle. So that's certainly appreciated also. And for the record, field hockey making the state tournament was a nice accomplishment for that team. And congratulations to the team for their efforts. Next Thursday, at 6:30 next week is Apprenticeship Recognition Week, and Representative Dukes will be on campus at 6:30 to present a proclamation declaring it apprenticeship testing or Apprenticeship Recognition Week. Representative Dukes was also elected the minority leader in the caucus. So congratulations to him for that. At the last meeting, also included in your packet is a document that looks like this, white paper regarding high school testing in Delaware. It's a policy brief. There have been conversations going on for over a year about accountability, excuse me, student testing, and what's best for high school students in terms of, you know, how do you measure student performance and how it goes from there. Mr. Hayes brought this document, wanted to make sure that you all had a copy of it, so you have a copy of it. And I'm sure there's going to be more conversation about student testing and where we go from here. Transitions are also occurring in Dover. Have a new governor. We're going to have a new speaker of the House and new folks in leadership positions. Public education is a full one-third of the state budget, so you can be sure that it'll be a item that it's always talked about when we have transitions and stuff. There'll be some process that goes along with that. I don't want to leave out, we received communication from Michelle Doyle from Adult Education that they passed their CNA audit and no deficiencies were found. So congratulations for the record that. And again, open house population is up along the way. Ms. Derrickson would normally be presenting this information, but I'm pretty sure she's got things about squared away over in the Commons for tonight's event. So that's all I have for you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. Thank everyone for your report. Next, we'll go to board report. Ms. Jones?
We don't meet again, I think, until February.
Next, we move to public participation. Do we have anyone? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the agenda action items. I need a motion for the approval of personnel action items.
So moved.
Second, Phil Canova.
Motion made by Ms. Wise, seconded by Mr. Canova. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. Need a motion for the approval of monthly financials for October 2024.
So moved, Will Canova.
Second, Adele Jones.
Motion made by Mr. Canova, seconded by Mr. Jones. All in favor?
Aye.
Ms. Jones.
Thank you.
Motion, any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next, I need a motion for the approval of district purchase orders, change orders, and vouchers.
So moved, Mr. Wise.
Second, Will Canova.
Motion made by Ms. Wise, seconded by Mr. Canova. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. Next, I need a motion for the approval of board policy JFA, freshman admission, school choice, lottery, and building capacity.
So moved. Adele Jones.
Second, Will Canova.
Motion made by Ms. Jones, seconded by Mr. Canova. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Do we have anyone have any unfinished business or new business? Hearing none, our next board meeting is Wednesday, December 11th at 2024. I need a motion for adjournment.
So moved, Adele Jones.
Second, Will Canova.
Motion made by Ms. Jones, seconded by Mr. Canova. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
Kevin, do you want us to come to the breakfast or the apprentice recognition thing? Or
you're welcome to.
Okay, I just really need details.
Well, the breakfast is 7:45, Adele.
I know that, but
it's 6:30 on the Thursday night.
Okay, but it both are next week, Tuesday the 19th.
19th. You're welcome to come to. And the then 6:30 Thursday the 21st.
And where are they?
Breakfast is in the cafeteria. And the proclamation, I believe we're going to go in the Commons.
Conference, but the breakfast is in the library.
In the library.
Library. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say that's where it was, I think, last year whenever I came.
Okay, good.
Representative Hovosky is also coming in Thursday.
Great. Good. And they'll be things available for you if you're sticking around.
Each of us had to say it or approve. There's only three of us.
The rules. Stop this.